Monday night, Jimmy Kimmel told the story of his newborn son, who would have died without an emergency heart operation, an operation that can cost around $200,000.
If your baby is going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make. I think that's something that, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or something else, we all agree on that, right? I mean, we do.
Maybe now, thanks to that monologue, we all agree, at least when it comes to babies. But not when it comes to grown people. On CNN, Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama said the health care bill that he's supporting is actually intended to charge higher premiums for people with pre-existing conditions because they're so expensive.
My understanding is that it will allow insurance companies to require people who have higher health care costs to contribute more to the insurance pool that helps offset all these costs, thereby reducing the cost to those people who lead good lives, they're healthy, they've done the things to keep their bodies healthy.
So if you don't lead a good life, thereby making yourself sick, you should expect to pay more.
Now, in fairness, a lot of these people with pre-existing conditions, they have those conditions through no fault of their own. And I think our society under those circumstances needs to help. The challenge, though, is that it's a tough balancing act.
So if you do lead a good life, and I think newborn babies would probably qualify, you'd get a break. What Representative Brooks did not explain, however, is how you decide which sick patients are deserving and which are undeserving, and who makes that decision. You need some sort of panel, probably many panels. Panels which, in the case of poor people, would essentially be deciding if you live or not. We could call them life panels. There's a more obvious name, but it's already taken.